This is St. Louis Public Radio. After several nights of police clashing with protesters in Ferguson, Missouri, Governor Jay Nixon says there will be operational shifts in policing responsibilities this evening in Ferguson. St. Louis Public Radio's Joseph Leahy sat down with Joe Manis for more details.
Joe Manis, you were with the governor Thursday. What did you learn?
Well, among other things, the governor has put the Highway Patrol in charge. The Highway Patrol is directly under the control of the governor. The Highway Patrol will oversee the deployment of police in Ferguson, and that will continue to include some county police, but they will now answer to the Highway Patrol.
And who's overseeing security in Ferguson right now?
Right now, it's now Captain Ron Johnson, who has been overseeing Troop C, which is the Highway Patrol division that is in the St. Louis area. Johnson grew up in North St. Louis County and is very familiar with the region. He also happens to be African American, which in this case may be a plus.
Is Nixon under fire for waiting until Thursday to step in?
Yes. The governor has come under some criticism from national media and from some local officials who've been hammering him on Twitter, particularly, because he was not that involved, at least not publicly, until Thursday. Now, he contends that he did call for a federal investigation on Monday, which is true, and he was at a church service in Florissant on Tuesday to discuss the unrest. A number of officials were at that meeting Tuesday, but the fact is that he did not exert his authority until today on Thursday.
And we also heard from President Obama today. Were those two related? Was Nixon's announcement and Obama's statements today related?
Possibly. Nixon and Obama actually had a telephone conversation today before Nixon appeared at his first public event, which was a church in Florissant, where he talked with religious leaders and some local residents. Nixon did not divulge the contents of that call, but the perception one got is that Obama did communicate that he was concerned with how things were proceeding in Ferguson and the public face of what was going on. And U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill was also at this morning event, and she made very clear that she said they needed to demilitarize the police presence. And that seemed to be a key phrase that was being used by a number of public officials who were on site today. Thursday saw a number of major figures, not just Nixon, showing up on the ground in Ferguson or nearby.
And even though the Highway Patrol is now in charge of operations, there certainly still are county police and city police who are going to be enforcing the laws in Ferguson.
Correct, but they will be under the control of the Highway Patrol. Mm-hmm. And Nixon emphasized that the investigation that's underway by the county police and the county prosecutor's office, that he still supports that, and that he said that he opposed a call for an independent prosecutor. He thought that right now, with the Justice Department doing an investigation and the St. Louis County Prosecutor's Office doing an investigation in conjunction with the county police, that that was enough for right now. And he said, let's see how things proceed before you do anything additionally.
Have you ever heard of something like this happening in Missouri before, a governor ordering state police to take over security operations?
For something like this, no. I mean, there have been some national disasters. I'm thinking Joplin, when there was the tornado. I mean, so there have been some natural disasters where sometimes a governor has called in either the National Guard or the Highway Patrol. But this is the first case in my memory that the governor has done it because of civil unrest. And that's something that is new in the St. Louis area. St. Louis was pretty much did not have the type of civil unrest in the 1960s that you saw in many other major cities regarding civil rights. There were some protests, but not of the magnitude, not of the intensity that you saw in many other cities. I think it took officials a couple days to really grasp the gravity of the situation.